So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome back to Children's Storytime. I'm your host, Danny. And I actually went to another library, not my super close to my house library, but another one a little bit far away. And I found a ton more Halloween books that I haven't read yet. Some I hadn't heard of before, but they're all really cool. So, because Halloween is just next week, we're going to do one more day of Halloween books. And we're going to start right now. Our first book is called Five Little Monkeys Trick or Treat. And these are the same five little monkeys that jump on the bed. And this is by Eileen Crislow. The five little monkeys dress up for Halloween. Hooray, says Mama. Your favorite babysitter is here to take you trick-or-treating. Hi, Lulu, shout the monkeys. Banana, alien, ghost, goblin, and princess are ready to go. That's all of their costumes. But I was going out with the five little monkeys, says Lulu. Where are they? They're taking a nap, giggles the princess. Off they go. Ghost, princess, goblin, banana, and alien. Mama reminds Lulu. Don't lose the rascals. Don't worry, says Lulu. Down the street, the alien meets a friend. Nice bunny costume, says the alien. I like yours better, says the friend. We could trade, suggests the alien. Everyone will be so confused, they whisper. As the other trick-or-treaters run down the street, Lulu checks. Banana? Ghost? Goblin? Princess? Uh-oh, where's the alien? Here he comes, exclaims the princess. Now look here, Mr. Alien, Lulu scolds. You monkeys need to stick with me. That is the best Halloween trick ever, whispers the ghost. I wish I could switch costumes. The banana spies two more trick-or-treater friends. It turns out the television would love to switch costumes. I'd much rather be a big yellow banana, she says. The ghost and the robot switch costumes, too. This is so funny, they squeal. Lulu will never notice. The ghost and the banana catch up just as Lulu is checking again. Alien, princess, goblin, phew! Ghost, banana. Everyone is switching costumes, giggles the goblin. This is so silly. We should switch costumes, too, suggest two more trick-or-treater friends. Good idea, says the goblin. This is the best Halloween trick. Pleased to help, says the pumpkin. The grapes and the princess decide to trade, too. Lulu won't even notice, says the princess. When the goblin and the princess catch up, Lulu doesn't seem to notice a thing. You monkeys are just in time, she tells them. Then Lulu counts. Princess, goblin, ghost, alien, banana. Oh, good, I have five little monkeys. The other trick-or-treaters think that is hilarious. But then Lulu hustles the princess, banana, goblin, ghost, and alien down the street. See you around, she calls to the other trick-or-treaters. We have to get home for a big Halloween treat. Uh-oh, cries the big blue bunny. Lulu delivers the banana, ghost, alien, princess, and goblin home to Mama. I didn't lose one, she says. Mama gasps. They look different. Oh, don't worry about that, says Lulu. And then the doorbell rings. Trick or treat, Mama. Mama looks very carefully at the trick-or-treaters. There must be some mistake, she says, because I am the mama of a banana, alien, ghost, princess, and goblin, and they are already home. Mama closes the door. Almost. Uh-oh. But then she peeks out. Why don't you rascals come in for a treat? Mama hugs her monkeys, then scolds them. Poor Lulu. This is trick or treat, not trick and treat. That's okay, says Lulu. I've made the perfect treat for tricksters. Eyeballs and worm juice. The end. Next, we have a Halloween counting book. This is called 10 Trick-or-Treaters by Janet Shulman. 10 trick-or-treaters on a dark and spooky night, out to get some candy or give someone a fright. 10 trick-or-treaters standing in a line, along came a spider, and then there were 9. 9 trick-or-treaters, the night was getting late. A toad hopped near, and then there were 8. 8 trick-or-treaters under racing clouds in heaven. A bat flew by, and then there were 7. 7 trick-or-treaters filling sacks with party mix. A ghost said, "Boo!" And then there were 6. 6 trick-or-treaters dancing to some jive. A skeleton tried to join them. And then there were 5. 5 trick-or-treaters knocking on a door. "Who's there?" called a witch. And then there were 4. 4 trick-or-treaters counting candy by a tree. A monster cried, "Gimme some." And then there were 3. 3 trick-or-treaters. "Why are there so few?" A vampire crooned, "Good evening." And then there were 2. 2 trick-or-treaters. They've had a night of fun. A mummy stumbled by them. And then there was 1. 1 brave trick-or-treater. Her Halloween is done. She climbed into bed. And then there were 9. Next, we have a Max and Ruby book, and this is called Happy Halloween by Grasset and Dunlap. It was Halloween. "Max, where are you?" asked Max's sister Ruby. "It's time to go trick-or-treating." "Boo," said Max as he jumped out of the wardrobe. "That didn't scare me, Max," said Ruby. Ruby answered the telephone. Max sent a rubber spider down a string. "Boo," said Max. "That didn't scare me one bit, Max," said Ruby. Ruby opened up her trick-or-treating basket. Out popped some rubber worms. "Boo," said Max. "Oh, silly," said Ruby. "I'm not scared." Suddenly, Max disappeared. "Where's Max?" asked Ruby. Ruby was sure she knew where Max went. "Boo," said Max as he jumped out of the closet. "I knew you were in there, Max," said Ruby. Max put spiders in Ruby's shoes. "Boo," said Max. "It's impossible to scare me, Max," said Ruby. "Oops," said Ruby. "I've lost my fairy wand. Let me go find it, Max." Max followed Ruby to her room. "Boo," said Max, but Ruby wasn't there. Max went downstairs looking for Ruby. It was dark. "Boo," said Max, but Ruby wasn't there. Where could she be? Suddenly Ruby surprised Max. "Boo," said Ruby. "Scary," said Max. The end. Our next kind of book is a Dora the Explorer book. This is Dora's Costume Party by Christine Ricci. "Hola, I'm Dora. Today is Halloween. My favorite thing about Halloween is getting dressed up in a costume. We're having a Halloween costume party at my house, and everyone is getting ready. But Boots can't decide what costume to wear. Boots might want to dress up as a superhero who rescues anyone who needs help. Or he could be a baseball player who can hit the ball over the fence and win the game. Or maybe he'll be a clown who does tricks in the circus. Boots can't decide, and it's almost time for the party. Look, there's Tico. Do you know what Tico wants to be for Halloween? Yeah, a cowboy. Tico is pretending that he's a cowboy who rides a horse through the desert. Wow, what a great costume. But Tico is missing part of his costume. Let's help him look in the costume box. Do you see a cowboy hat? Let's look in this chest. Here it is. Now we just need to find a star badge. And there's his badge. Great, Tico's costume is finished. We'll see Tico at the party. Benny's still working on his costume, too. What do you think Benny wants to be for Halloween? He's going to be a slice of pizza. That's a really yummy costume idea. Benny's favorite kind of pizza has pepperoni, peppers, and cheese on it. But he needs help to put these ingredients on his pizza costume. Will you help? Benny can use red circles for pepperoni. Let's look for 5 red circles. See 5 red circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got them all. The green squares look like peppers. Will you find 4 green squares? 1, 2, 3, 4. And the yellow rectangles can be cheese. Do you see 8 yellow rectangles? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Excelente! Thanks for helping Benny get his costume ready. Guess what Issa wants to be for Halloween? Issa's going to be the most graceful ballerina ever. She'll use her ballet slippers to stand on her tiptoes, twirl around, and jump in the air. But where are her ballet slippers? Do you see them? I see them. They're here in the garden behind the flowers. There's my cousin Diego. He's going to dress up like a deep sea diver. A deep sea diver explores the ocean looking at fish and animals. Diego already has on his special diving suit, but he still needs to find his flippers and a swimming mask. Do you see them? Let's see, flippers and swimming mask, great. Seeing all these great costumes gave Boots an idea for his Halloween costume, but it's a surprise. Boots promises that we'll see his Halloween costume at the party. Vamanos, we're almost at my house. Look, my baby sister and brother are dressed in their costumes. Can you guess what my baby sister is for Halloween? See, una fresa. Strawberries are her favorite fruit. Can you guess what my baby brother's costume is? Yes, he's dressed as las uvas. He loves grapes. The babies are so cute in their costumes. Now it's my turn to get ready. I'm wearing a flower costume. But my costume is missing 2 petals. To figure out where the missing one goes, let's look at the colors of the petals. Yellow, red, orange. It's a pattern. Do you see where the red petal belongs? Where does the orange petal go? See, her petals go red, orange, yellow. Red, orange, yellow. So they would go here. Red, orange, and then yellow. Good. Let's decorate mi casa. First, Poppy needs help with the cake. Will you find 2 triangles for the pumpkin's eyes? 1 and 2. Gracias. Abuela needs help finding the balloons. She needs 5 orange balloons. Let's count them in Spanish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now let's help Mommy look for 10 apples to go in the goodie bags. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I think I hear someone at the door. The guests are here. There's Issa, the graceful ballerina. Tico, the cowboy, is riding his trusty horse. Benny's pizza costume looks delicious, and Diego really looks like a deep sea diver. But I don't see Boots. I wonder where he is. Oh, here he is. But what is Boots' costume? Oh, Boots couldn't decide on just one thing for his Halloween costume, so he decided to wear all of his favorite costumes. He's a superhero, baseball player, clown. What a cool costume. Everyone had such great Halloween costumes. Thanks for helping us get ready for the party. We did it. Happy Halloween! Next we have a John Deere tractor book. This is called Alligator's Halloween Hayride by Heather Alexander. Yippee, Alligator cheered. Today is Halloween. Allie was so excited. Today I'm going to pull my first hayride wagon filled with children, she told her friend Johnny Tractor. I'm going to take them to the pumpkin patch. I've given lots of rides to the pumpkin patch, JT said. Would you like me to show you the way there? No thanks, said Allie. I can find it myself. The children arrived and climbed into Allie's wagon. They laughed and sang as they waited for the hayride to begin. Corey Combine joined JT to watch Allie drive off. All right, Allie said. We're ready to go pumpkin picking. At that moment, a black cat scurried in front of her. Oh no, cried Corey. If a black cat crosses your path, it means that you will have bad luck. I don't believe in bad luck, said Allie. She drove past the red barn and pulled the hayride wagon into the tall cornstalk maze. She couldn't wait to reach the pumpkin patch on the far side of the maze. Allie weaved through the turns in the maze. She drove to the right. She drove to the left. Soon it felt as if she'd been driving for hours. Where was the exit from the maze? Oh, no. Allie was lost. JT, she called. Which way should I go? But JT couldn't hear her. He was in the apple orchard, pulling a wagon full of apples to be pressed into sweet cider. Corey, Allie called. Which way should I go? Corey couldn't hear her either. He was in a far-off field harvesting wheat. I can find the way by myself, Allie decided. Just then the black cat came up to her. It meowed at her. Allie was scared. Was Corey right? Did the cat bring bad luck? Was that why she was lost? The cat took a few steps down the path in the maze. The cat looked back and purred. Allie decided to take a different path. If that cat was bad luck, she wasn't going to follow it. The path Allie drove down was dark and a little creepy. The tall corn stalks blocked out the sunlight. Allie hoped the path would lead her to the pumpkin patch. Maybe I should have let JT show me the way, she whispered. Whoosh, whoosh. Allie heard rustling sounds in the corn stalks. She froze. Whoosh, whoosh. She heard the spooky noise again. Then the stalks began to sway back and forth. What was hiding in the corn? Eek! Allie shrieked as something white floated up above the corn stalks. Could it be a ghost? She whispered. A ghost, the children shouted. Was it a real ghost? Allie wasn't sure, until she saw what was standing beside her. It was a bad luck black cat again. He brought a ghost, Allie gasped. The wind blew and the ghost fluttered in the breeze. Allie took a closer look and saw that it wasn't a ghost after all. It was the scarecrow, dressed as a ghost for Halloween. There was no ghost in the corn maze. Meow. The black cat looked at Allie and began to walk down another path. Wow, Allie said. I think that cat wants me to follow him. The cat looked at Allie and walked farther down the path. Is it true? Allie wondered. The cat does keep showing up every time I take a wrong turn. Maybe he isn't bad luck after all. Maybe he is trying to help me. Allie decided to follow the cat. Allie turned left and right and left and right, following the black cat. In no time at all, she found the pumpkin patch. JT and Corey were waiting there for her. The children cheered and ran out to pick pumpkins. That cat wasn't bad luck, Allie told JT and Corey. He is trying to help me find the pumpkin patch all along. The black cat purred happily. JT and Corey cheered. Allie's first Halloween hayride was a spooktacular success. The end. Get ready to laugh with these Halloween jokes. What road has the most ghosts haunting it? A dead end. Where do ghosts go when they're sick? To the witch doctor. I told the witch doctor. Okay. What do witches put on their bagels?
It's a song.
Scream cheese. Why are vampires tough to get along with? Because they're a pain in the neck. Where does Dracula keep his money? In a blood bank. And lastly, what subject in school is easy for a witch? spelling. Get it spelled? And now, my friends, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. The songs on today's show come from the CD Happy Toddler Hits, Volume Number 1.
There's a hole in my bucket, dear. They wobble to and fro. Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you toss them over your shoulder like a regimental soldier? Do your ears hang low? Can you twitch your nose? Can you bend it to and fro? Can you touch it with your tongue? Can you touch it with your toe? With your finger and your thumb, pinch the end and sing along. Can you twitch your nose? Can you purse your lips? Can you make them do a twist? Perhaps a crooked smile or even blow a kiss? Can you open them really wide? Wiggle your tongue about inside. Can you purse your lips? A regimental soldier, do your ears hang low?
Boys and girls, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to check out your local library for Halloween books as well as many other different kinds of books. And I will see you guys next week, same time, same place, right here on Children's Storytime. Bye-bye!
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story time.